next guest here on a monthly basis. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, doing great things in our own backyard, formerly the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy. So you, formerly Kyle Caldwell, Executive Director of the Center. Good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you, Alexis Rangel. Rangel?
Rangel,
Community Relations Specialist, Lake Michigan Credit Union. Alexis, I call you friend. Doing well with your running life?
Yes. Trying to get those miles in while it's still nice out.
Yes. And certainly spending your time with Lake Michigan Credit Union. So you here to talk about the subject. Kyle, we are here to talk about Giving Tuesday, a global day of giving fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. I know Johnson Center very instrumental in this. Would you please give a little background on the GR Gives campaign and this day?
I'd love to. You know, for 6 years, we've been part of a real global movement to encourage giving, and Giving Tuesday follows Thanksgiving. It's November 28th this year. It's an opportunity to balance out the widely recognized shopping days of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. So in the midst of all that commercialism around actually giving around the Christmas season and other giving holidays, we wanted to start a day of giving to others and causes. So we were part of the initial launching of Giving Tuesday, which included brain trust from folks around the world, including New York's 92nd Street Y. We formed a partnership with the UN Foundation and set aside one day for this year-end giving. We brought that to Grand Rapids last year as part of a campaign called GR Gives, hashtag GR Gives. And we were part of a movement that garnered over $177 million on one day using social media, connecting people to nonprofits and good causes, and getting people to donate their time, talent, and treasure. We had a great success largely because we had really strong partnerships, including those with Lake Michigan Credit Union and Alexis Rangel here, who's our community relations specialist from Lake Michigan Credit Union, really launched a great partnership, and we wanted her to talk about it with you today. Before we do that, I wanted to give really big credit to her real identity, which is she's adjunct faculty here at Grand Valley State University in our tourism area. So she has many hats to bring to the table.
Great. Are you? You're not an easy A, are you?
Do we? Even Ooh, no, this? Definitely difficult Good. Grader.
Okay.
Yes.
Alexis, yes, tell me how you do the hats that you wear.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. So when your job is to be out in the community and to get connected on behalf of a great organization, you know, Lake Michigan Credit Union, I was already a member before I worked there, and so it was an easy sell. So what better job to have than to be out in the community and to give back?
All right, let's then ask how you and Lake Michigan Credit Union celebrate this Giving Tuesday campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. We got connected with the Johnson Center last year with the GR Gives campaign, and we pledged $10,000 to give back on Giving Tuesday last year. And we really use that as a charge for our members and for our employees and for other businesses to give back on Giving Tuesday. So this year, we're excited to announce that we're going to be giving another $10,000 on Giving Tuesday. And again, we're going to be encouraging our membership base to think about what causes are important to them. Visit the GR Gives website, grgives.com. And there's over, I think, 300 organizations already listed on the site. So there's no shortage of nonprofits to give back to. Find your passion and find what speaks to you and make that gift.
Yeah. So even in more practical terms, Kyle, so we have 10,000 pledged. Where's the money going? It's not going to, you're not a foundation. You're asking each individual to choose their source.
Well, the great part about this is that what we're doing is we're facilitating a network of volunteers, donors, and nonprofits and for-profit organizations that want to give to good causes. Mm-hmm. So the $300,000 that were garnered last year around GR Gives goes to organizations like Kids Food Basket, like the Humane Society, programs that are supported by other funders like the United Way. This is a day of people sort of connecting to the causes they're passionate about, mm-hmm. and we use social media to really quickly expand these donors and the nonprofits' reach and engagement. We had over 300 nonprofits, featured in our campaign website, grgives.com, And we're hoping to grow that this year. I think the fun part for us is the Johnson Center is not running this program. This is part of a network of organizations getting together, wanting to make giving a priority for this community during the giving season on Giving Tuesday. And the beauty of it is we start it and it runs itself. People connect with the good causes. We give them the tools to do it.
What other incentives are you using, Alexis, with Lake Michigan Credit Union and your employees?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a program called Santa Squad that every day in the month of December, we are dedicated to giving back, paying it forward someplace in the community where our employees live and work. And so this year, we're going to launch Santa Squad on Giving Tuesday. And we have a little bingo card for our employees to follow and gives them some ways that they can give back in the community. And one of those bingo squares is going to be donating on Giving Tuesday. So we're really excited to really encourage our over 1,200 employees to be giving back and making that donation. And we know our employees are all over Michigan and in Florida now, too. So I think this will be a really great way to spread that impact through GR Gives, but also across Michigan and Florida.
Talk to me a little bit more about how social media can be and is crucial, this heart of Giving Tuesday.
Yes, social media, I think, is one of the biggest avenues to help spread the cause. People love to share that, you know, here's a cause that I care about and that it's important to me. And here's a link to donate. What better way to make that direct impact to their family and friends? So people, you know, it's just a great time. I think a lot of people get, you know, you get down when you just see consumerism and you're seeing all the, you know, businesses opening on Thanksgiving. And so it's just such a nice little burst of positivity, I think, right after all the shopping weekend. Yes. So
I think the other beauty of this is that the social media gives people the tools to find out what organizations are out there. Then they can dig deep and find out, what do they do with the funding that they get? What kind of impact are they having in community? And they can tie it also to their own time. So, you know, on GR Gives, we don't just look for money. We want people to invest their time into these organizations as well. So you can figure out how to volunteer as well, not just on that day, but throughout the year. So it really is a great way to figure out what causes you could be tied to on that day and throughout the year.
So let's see, action items. Here we are at the end of, almost the end of October, October 20th. We still have time to buy our candy. how do we start revving up for this, Alexis?
Yeah, I think just start looking at those organizations by visiting the website, you know, GR Gives. I think is a great opportunity to start researching some of those nonprofit organizations that you're passionate about. It's completely, I think it's laid out really well so that you can read up on some of these nonprofits. And as Kyle was saying, this is a great time to figure out maybe you do want to donate your time. Maybe you want to find a time to volunteer, learn a little bit more. So I think it's a great time just to, I'm a researcher, so I like to go into those nonprofits. And at LMCU, we're going to be start looking at what organizations we want to give to on Giving Tuesday. So
now there are a couple of resource links here. Will they both work for me?
They will. So if you use the hashtag GRGives and GRGives.com, either one will get you there. You can go to the JohnsonCenter.org, and that will also give you a link to GRGives. The other thing that I think is really important about this as far as resources for the nonprofits, we want them to register, get their organizations on the website, be a resource for the people that are looking for where to give their time, talent, and treasure. So it's not just individuals trying to find nonprofits. It's nonprofits trying to find individuals.
You know, WGVU is a nonprofit.
I heard that.
Yeah. So, you know, just in case you were wondering where, if you had a passion for public radio, public media, yeah, add WGVU.
Don't just wait for Pledge Week. Yeah, that's right.
Get in now, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. GRGives.com, GivingTuesday.com. How do we find out more information, Alexis, about your credit union?
Absolutely. You can visit lmcu.org, and you can definitely follow us along on our social media channels. So we like to keep everyone updated on our Facebook page, and especially as Giving Tuesday approaches, we'll be getting some more information out to our members.
Awesome. All right, Kyle Caldwell, tell me a little bit more about perhaps what's coming up under the center.
We're really excited that we have a number of brown bag and training series that are coming up, working on board development, fundraising, helping people figure out how to really engage in the nonprofit sector. So we've got those posted on johnsoncenter.org. We also will be next week going to Detroit for an international conference with Independent Sector and Council of Michigan Foundations. And in November, we're bringing an international research conference to Grand Rapids, first time ever, called RNOVA. Another show I'll kind of give you what that acronym stands for. But just know that people from all around the globe will be coming to Grand Rapids to understand the unique role philanthropy plays in our lives.
Great. Well, tell them it'll be 75 degrees and sunny.
Always. Always.
Oh, my goodness. Every day's a gift. All right, and Kyle, and more information on the center again?
JohnsonCenter.org.
Yeah, awesome.